post game with Martin Grubb after the cup win over Whitley Warriors and first thing the Martin, that's the results now mean that the cup is in the bag. Obviously no presentation yet, but first piece of silverware for the Sharks for a couple of seasons. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels really good. I think the boys thoroughly deserve it. We've obviously been pretty consistent all season. It was irrelevant to us what competition it's been in, cup or league, as we've discussed on a number of occasions. And you know, it was a hard fought win tonight. Both teams were light on bodies, and we knew we had a job to do, and it was as simple as that. We came in knowing that a regulation win would do the job. So, you know, the boys deserve tremendous credit. They've been the best team so far in the cup, and so they deserve to win it. And we want to continue the momentum that we have and continue winning games.
Like you say, it was a it was a scrappy game to start with. First period, both sides kind of hit and miss, and then you finally hit your straps a bit in the second.
Yeah, I mean, I think once we started to move the puck, we generated a few more scoring chances, and it's very tough when, you know, Whitley just slapped the puck the length of the ice, and that hybrid icing play was their kind of breakout, and strange to play against. Obviously, that's the way that they want to play, and sometimes it works for them. I think we're a bit smarter than some of the other teams that allow us to kind of stop-start a game because there's icings. But we only give them credit. They battled. We gave them a sloppy second on our part. We got a contentious third, which, for where I was standing, if I'm honest, I thought we were lucky. But we had a couple ruled out in other games, so you take the breaks. That's not our decision to make. We scored a good fourth goal just before the period break with a great pass for Joe. So, you know, we went into the third period with a little bit of a lead. We needed that fifth goal, we then kicked on. You know, and I thought we played pretty well considering we had six forwards. And then, you know, it just got a little bit ugly at the end. I think it was a bit embarrassing on their part, and I don't think there's any need for it. But we rose above it, and, you know, as I say, we've done our job, and we're here to talk about our good team performance and us winning a cup.
Man of the match tonight, I think it's his second home game in a row for Jordan Bueser. He had his first pro point at Brayhead on Friday night, and he's come here tonight. One goal, two or three assists, and he was kind of at the, like you say, with six forwards, he was obviously involved a lot, but he was creating a lot of chances.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jordan's playing with a lot of confidence right now. He's obviously on ice every day, and he's learning a lot in Brayhead, and then that little bit of confidence went into that game that he played last night, and you know, he got his first senior or first pro point, and you know, he deserves it. I think the kid's playing with great confidence, great energy. He's clearly learning that this is where the two-way clearly benefits the player and benefits both clubs. It's actually nice after a little bit of an up-and-down start that the two clubs have got this working perfectly. And I think he's been a right bright spark for us, and he's got a big future ahead of him. I think I heard Ryan Finnerty talk last night about, obviously it's a good family, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and he knows what needs to be done, so he's helping us right now, and it's great for us to have that extra scoring right through our lineup. It's not the same guys. We've got a lot of depth in our scoring, so we're pleased for Jordan. He fits into the team great, and obviously everybody likes him here, so pleased for him and pleased for the boys.
And just a quick one, looking ahead, next week it's the Midlands Road Trip Part 2, second time around this season. Back to league action, and obviously you want to just keep the bus rolling on.
Yeah, again, I mean, that, even though the results looked a little bit, maybe a little bit more convincing than they were, that's a tough road trip. It's two tough games. It's two smaller rinks. It's two good teams, to be fair. The league position, certainly Telford, they're getting better again. Budsey's got a good team there, so we know we're going to have to be ready. We're going, to be honest, I think we're going to have to play better than we have the last couple of weeks. So it's one of them that, as we said at the beginning of this, and it's irrelevant on the League or Cup, it's about performances and churning out results, and we go there again looking to continue our streak, and again, we'll go one game at a time, 2 points ideally on the Saturday, take that into the Sunday and try and keep our league form going, and everybody else kind of chasing us.